You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Today's essayist, Julie Schaefer, believes in her daughter, Lucy. Schaefer shares how this belief equips her to help Lucy navigate the challenges of living with a genetic disorder. Here's Julie Schaefer with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
I knew something was different about my daughter, Lucy, by the time she turned one. She couldn't bear weight on her arms or legs. She hadn't started crawling or pulling up on things, and she wasn't talking at all. Her hands made odd motions in the air, and she didn't always respond when we called her name. On February 27, 2012, a few months before her second birthday, Lucy was diagnosed with Rett syndrome, a genetic neurological disorder that occurs almost exclusively in girls. Half of girls with Rett syndrome are not able to walk. Most cannot talk, and all lose function of their hands to varying degrees. The majority will experience seizures. Many also require feeding tubes. My husband and I were devastated when we discovered the cause of Lucy's delays. The doctor who gave us her diagnosis was ill-informed. He literally said her brain will just continue to deteriorate until she can't do anything. This is false. Rett syndrome is not a degenerative disorder. Luckily, my husband Chad and I sought a second opinion. We took Lucy to a specialist in New York City who educated us correctly on Rett syndrome. We got involved with the International Rett Syndrome Foundation, traveled to the International Rett Syndrome World Congress, and learned the best ways to care for Lucy. For decades, the assumption has been all girls with Rett syndrome are severely cognitively impaired. But Lucy is an excellent example of how that's simply not always true. She has the ability to think and to reason. She's learned to use a special communication book called POD, which stands for Pragmatic Organizational Dynamic Display. She uses the POD to tell us her likes, dislikes, wants, needs, and feelings. With her POD, she suggested she try to feed herself more, even though her hands are often uncooperative. Lucy's also expressed her desire to walk like everyone else. She amazes and inspires us because she bravely pushes herself. Of course, it's hard for all of us that everything she does is a challenge. Lucy is completely dependent on us and always will be, and she's noticed how she's different. Using her POD, she's thanked us for helping her, but she's also asked why she needs so much help. Despite the frustrations and challenges, she's happy most of the time. She is smiley, loving, and very much like any other three-year-old. She loves watching cartoons, listening to us read, coloring, finger painting, swimming, and cuddling. I have always felt very strongly that every person has the right to participate as fully as possible in everyday life, regardless of his or her abilities. I am now on a full-time crusade to make that possible for Lucy. I spend every day trying to figure out ways to help Lucy live the best life she can. There is nothing I want more than to help Lucy reach her goals. I do this because I believe in my daughter. I believe in Lucy.
Julie Schaefer with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe. Schaefer lives in the village of Drifting near Phillipsburg. She's thankful to live close to her parents who help with Lucy's care. Schaefer enjoys cooking and gardening and loves being a stay-at-home mom. What do you believe? Write an essay and submit it to WPSU.org/believe. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.